Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So even if they call in and we turn the volume down on them so you can't hear them, they record the call from their end so it's like they've got on. Look, here comes one now. Go on then. Say it, you big old racist idiot.
No. I'm not going to lower myself to your level. I'm not going to call you that. I'm just going to call you a pair of gits and hang up.
You see what we're dealing with here?
Gits, indeed.
Are you able to pin the scheduled post on Patreon? Literally just said...
That's what we do.
For the 666s and above, it is a pinned post. Click live. You might be a few seconds behind. So click the live button on YouTube. Don't forget on YouTube, if you're watching us, you can upscale it. Not upscale it. You can watch us in 1080p, 60 FPS. Click it. It's great. 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. We'll only take recognised numbers for the next half hour or so. They'll get bored. And then we can start taking some numbers that we don't know. Space says, where can I watch you watching the marriage? Right here. Very shortly.
Yes.
Very, very shortly. Sorry, I had a YouTube event. I missed the first 30 seconds. That's okay, always new deaths. We're not angry with you. I feel that tonight, I'm not feeling very well, man. And I'm feeling really low. And I was phoned up Kath and I was in tears. And I'm crying about all kinds of... Oh God, well, let's let one on. What are you... Oh, he's gone. Coward. Should we call him back?
Yeah.
Let's call him back.
I mean, I love it when the trash takes itself out, but let's just find out what was what there.
Oh, his picture's frozen.
Oh.
Hello, you lovely people.
Hey! Radders.
David Turners. David Turners.
Right? Is that hair mousse in the background there?
Hang on a minute. It is mousse, isn't it? He's got a script. He's got a book. I knew he was looking down. He's got a script.
Yeah. So I've got something for you, but I've also got... Look at that beautiful piece of art.
That's great, man. Did you make that?
Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah,
I made a cake of that once. Stuck a Barbie in it.
Fair enough.
just for fun.
Your turn, David. That's the title of the piece. That'll get changed.
Should have been on the Turner.
That's what prompted me to call in, because it reminded me we got our son's workbooks from school back this week.
Okay.
And I just wanted to read you something from it. Is that all right?
No, actually.
Is that all right?
No.
I wouldn't say yes, but I wouldn't say no.
Okay. So clearly he had to write a story. And it needed to take up the whole page. That was the task.
As used finger spaces.
Used finger spaces. But I want you to try and spot the point where he ran out of ideas for his story, but he still had to finish the page. Now stick with me for a little bit. It's quite good up until a point. Right. It's called Harry's Island. On a sunny day at the park, I had fun, but sadly, we had to feed the ducks. Oh. So we went to the pond and I ran around, halfway around the gigantic pond. I found a mysterious box. Okay, remember that. Then it started to rain. Fortunately, a rainbow appeared. What should I do? I rode the rainbow and I found a gold lonely island. I explored the island. Unfortunately, Charlie was naughty. That's his brother. So he thought of climbing the volcano. He did not. Then,
Howard.
Then it was time to go. But I said, I want to stay. So just in time, I grabbed the boat.
Have there
and
been
got
any full stops in this story yet?
There are full stops. Okay. I just wanted
Could
to
you read them then, please?
Okay.
So you're making your son look worse than he is.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
He said, I grabbed the boat and got led all the way home. So Dad said, we got tickets to see Millwall at the Den. And I said, what game? And Dad said, Millwall versus Middlesbrough. I said, good game. We won 3-0, hat-trick, Matt Smith. The end. I said to him, when he told me this, like what he had to do and why that bit was at the end, he said, I couldn't think of anything more. And I said, you mentioned that you found a mysterious box. What was in the box? He went, I forgot about that.
I would start shipping that round to Hollywood. That is...
Oh, mate, that is going straight to the directors and the
That
producers.
Is gold. And of course, what you don't know is David Turner's son is 16 years old, guys. So,
he doesn't exist, and it's actually me when I pretend to be a child.
Nelly says, poignant part of this, of course, is there won't be any more...
Well, Nelly says, I'm glad Turner's had that vasectomy.
Oh, you can laugh about it now. How are your balls? They're all right.
They're okay. Yeah, I've still got appointments to go to though. But for unrelated stuff, they found a hernia down there, Catherine.
What?
They found a hernia, so I might need to have other operations.
You hadn't noticed?
No, I hadn't. When they were just like checking it all out of that, they went, "Ooh, okay, right." So I've had several scans and stuff. So right. Find out.
I haven't heard back about because I've made inquiries about getting a vasectomy, and I've not heard back. I think it takes a while. I know you were.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah. What? You've not even had the letter of being referred to?
No, not yet. I mean, I guess it's a lottery, a postcode lottery.
Do you think they're trying to hold off in the hope that you might do one more for the gene pool?
I think that there's been a lot of people in lockdown for a very long time, and that is the first thought they get. When it went Freedom Day, they were like, right, okay, I'm getting this sorted because I'm not going through that again. Make sure to sneak it in before the next lockdown, do you know what I mean?
I had the most fun. I know I told you that I burst into tears afterwards, and that's okay, it's private. I won't tell these idiots. But I had the most fun on your stream the other day. I think you four are so good. And I had lovely feedback from your viewers. Their fans are nice.
Yeah, they are.
Your fans are nice.
Some of them
feedback.
Are.
Some
of them are. Yeah, of course.
If you listen to this week's The Computer Game Show, there's an email from me in there. But they didn't know it was from me. You worked out which one it was, and I told you I'd put one in there.
straight away. But right, so how many times have you actually tried to email the show? Just the second time?
I did two in 1 week, and neither of them got read out. And then this one. So I was really disappointed that the two didn't get read out.
Right.
Furious, yeah, actually.
Is it about like the reset, or is it about the other one?
No, I the first two might have been quite rude, actually. But
quite?
That might have been why we didn't read it out then.
I know, because you fill in a form, don't you? But yes, I got one in past them, and they read it. It was a funny one, right?
Yeah, it was.
It was the week before. Although, some guy had written and said, "I'm sure I speak on behalf of all the listeners. I really enjoyed this feature, and I'm sure all the listeners would agree." I wrote back in going, "That guy does not speak on my behalf, and I'm sure all the listeners would agree."
But I shut him down because the original person was a Full Nels member, so they pay a lot on our Patreon. So I'm on their side, if anything. But no, I mean, we've spoken about it since, but yeah, man, that was so fun, that stream. And we got to do some more stuff together, haven't we? We got to do this gaming session thing.
We want to do a crossover gaming thing. What are we going to play?
I think Kath gets to pick the game, though. Because I had a feeling you didn't quite enjoy Fall Guys, did you?
I thought it was too hard. But I also don't like the ones where you have to operate the camera, because I end up looking up like that for about half an hour while everyone else is shouting at me.
You were not in a great mood because you hadn't done what was common sense to do, was do a little tech tryout maybe a couple of hours before.
Oh, God, right, yeah.
And
yeah.
I can't get it to work. I'm
a single mother now. I'm just trying to make ends meet. God's sake.
Jesus Christ.
What level of talking to Ian did you have to go to afterwards, Catherine? Was it a serious stand? Just don't do that again.
I got a little dial here. I can just turn up my ADHD so I don't listen to hear anything she says.
I sent him a WhatsApp. I went, "Wait, you just gave up?"
Oh, I hung up on her, yeah. She said,
I was quite furious about that.
But I had so much fun. Thank you so much for asking. If you don't know the Computer Game Show, I'm sure most of you do now, but TC, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Okay. TCGSCO, don't know what that bit's for. .co.
So the website is tcgs.co, and because we couldn't get TCGS on all our social media, we thought should push the CO at the end of the TCGS. That'll work. And then people look at it and it looks like Tesco when you look at it quickly, and
it's a great podcast. Okay, it's at the moment so I wrote an article about it in Retro Gamer.
Cheers, man.
And it's about two podcasts that I really like about computer games, and one of the other one is how did that get played. I can't remember what it is. Do you know that podcast?
Yeah, I listened to the episode that you recommended where there was an awkward argument in there.
That was the one.
Do you remember?
Yes, a Native American on, and he went, just got to say, this game has Native Americans in, and I'm a Native American, and I just wondered why you'd never asked me on before.
Oh, yeah, why would
that? It was incredible.
But fair play. I mean, they played it all out, and they really didn't come across well from it either, no. Even though they were apologetic and everything. They really didn't come out, but they put it out there, and I think that's well important.
It was brilliant. It was so uncomfortable. You never get stuff like that nowadays. But I love that. So I just wrote about how I tried to get on there by flirting with them on Twitter, and they were having none of it. But I found a group of saps,
really?
Who would have anybody on. And then I just say how cool you are. But let's all calm down a little bit.
Thank you very much.
All right, David Turners. Why are you reading? Okay. You still reading a book or something?
No, you're down here.
No, that's so.
You're down there.
Oh, look at that.
That's so.
And I'm up there.
Unprofessional.
So all this time, I thought you'd been like laughing at us and stuff. You're just like imagining.
What we do
is that better?
Yes. What we do is we've got Skype on this screen, but then we've got an image of you here, and we have it directly below the camera, so it looks like we're looking at you.
Yeah, I haven't got that set up yet, but I'll get it sorted for next time, I promise. All right.
That set up yet, this guy.
I'm really sorry. I'll get it sorted. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you, David. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed this short podcast and would like to hear more, head to patreon.com/IanandCatherine for longer podcasts, full shows, and loads of other perks.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.